Absolutely.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee for case P22084 regarding Mr. Jeffrey Brimhall. The time is now 9:12 a.m. on February 24th, 2023. I want to mention that Mr. Cagle, who is the alleger in this particular case, is supposed to be here in person. Frankly, he's from Tucson, but decided to drive up. However, he hasn't made it yet, and I've made some attempts to include calling him. So I just it could be that at some point in time Mr. Cagle joins us. So I just wanted to mention that to everyone, including the EAC members. As I continue, my name is Greg Graham. I'm an investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and purpose. And there's only one exception I'm going to make is for Mr. Brandon Eden. He's one of our valuable investigators that's joining us remotely, and he has a microphone issue. So he's one of our attendees. However, I'm going to start with
Daniel Carpola, assisting investigator.
Kurt Winter, deputy director.
Dan Franzek, registered land surveyor, EAC member.
Robert Lawrence, land surveyor.
Michael Fondren, surveyor, EAC.
Okay, let's go to our respondent in this case. Mr. Brimhall, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am here. Jeff Brimhall, registered land surveyor, survey manager at CAECO.
Okay, next, how about Ms. Crawford?
Caitlin Crawford, board staff.
Okay, Ms. Loera, are you there too?
Yeah, Orlene Loera, enforcement manager.
Okay, how about board counsel?
Scott Donald, assistant attorney general, acting as board counsel for the board of technical registration.
Did I miss anyone? Did you see anything? Anyone else out there? Is anybody else out there chiming in? Okay, very, very well. I'll be reading from a script here briefly just so that all the important information is appropriately read into the record. First, a few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important. When I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. Also, to avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. The Enforcement Advisory Committee is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on June 5th of last year, 2022, related to the Quinlan Trail subdivision in the Tucson area, and this involves a variety of dates, which I will just say various dates are involved. We typically articulate what dates. In this case, there are many. It spans quite a duration with respect to the dates, just for the record. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask committee members if they have done so. I just lost my place. And are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Let's start with Mr. Franzetic.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
And Mr. Fondren?
Yes.
Okay. Fact fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, assuming that that takes place before I end with my script here, respondent and then witnesses. In this particular case, there are no witnesses. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the AAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. I was going to read this next paragraph that doesn't apply. There's nobody else here in that position. Okay. At this time, and I'm directing this specifically to EAC members, I will call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion, please.
Mr. Fondren, so moved.
Okay, we have a motion from Mr. Fondren. Do I have a second?
Mr. Lawrence, second.
Mr. Lawrence, second it. Any discussion? Okay, I'll just go for a roll call vote. Mr. Fondren?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Francetic?
Yes.
Okay, that passes unanimously. I'm going to end at this time the public session. The time is 9:19 a.m. Give me a second.